Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lynn. It's 9:04. This is WHYY's Morning Edition from Philadelphia. Vice President Kamala Harris began to wind down her presidential campaign with a passionate address to thousands on the parkway in Philadelphia last night.
Good evening, everyone. First of all, can we hear for Oprah, please? And the first second gentleman of the United States, my husband.
Harris stood in the star-powered limelight at a rally and concert, kicked off with appearances from Philly's mayor, the Democratic U.S. candidate for Senate, and, yes, Oprah. Earlier in the day, Harris met with Latino voters and others at a rally in Allentown. She spoke about reproductive rights and young people. For WHYY, Julian Abraham reports.
At Muhlenberg College, a room full of Harris supporters, many of them first-time voters, crowded into Memorial Hall on Monday. They chanted Harris slogans as entertainers warmed up the crowd for the presidential candidate. Among the openers were salsa singer Frankie Negron and rapper Fat Joe.
I don't know why, but if I'm speaking to some undecided Puerto Ricans, especially in Pennsylvania.
Harris touched on reproductive rights, Hispanic voters, and young people who occupied a large portion of the college hall.
Every day I see the promise of America in all the young leaders who are voting for the first time.
Allentown Mayor Matt Turk helped introduce Harris on her final day of the campaign trail. She then thanked him, calling him a good friend. In Allentown, I'm Julian Abraham.
Making closing arguments to voters in Bucks County on Monday night, J.D. Vance stumped for his running mate Donald Trump while blasting Kamala Harris. Before the Republican nominee for vice president took the stage, local business owner Tim Worthington and U.S. Representatives Dan Muser and Lloyd Smucker riled up the crowd, stressing the need to vote. Muser called Vance a great American story and bashed Democratic vice presidential nominee Tim Walz.
Well, one thing you can say about him, he's better at loading tampons in boys' bathrooms than he is at loading a shotgun.
Meanwhile, Vance urged the crowd of 2,500 people to do everything to persuade their neighbors to vote for Mr. Trump. Today, some voters may still have mail-in ballots they requested. Quentin Fulks is the principal deputy campaign manager of the Harris-Walz campaign. He says mail ballots should not be dropped in the mail today.
Take it to your election office, a ballot drop box location, or satellite election office. Do not put it in the mail.
Your ballot has to be received by tonight at 8, and if you did not request a mail ballot, you can still vote in person today across the state of Pennsylvania. Polling locations are open in Pennsylvania, Delaware, and New Jersey. They close tonight at 8. Any registered voter in line by 8 will be able to vote. Checking your forecast. We've got some clouds to contend with early on, then some sunshine this afternoon as we hike it up to 76 degrees with a breeze, 10 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy and 57 in Center City at 9:07. This is WHYY. Support.